Chernobyl had a single reactor that melted down, and they have three, plus the fuel pool. So it's been pretty clear all along that this was on par with Chernobyl. There have been 10,000 trillion disintegrations every second have been released already from the plant. So this is based on what has already happened, and really it can get worse as you look forward. We're still in a containment crisis phase. You know, these buildings were designed to be dry, and now they're trying to flood them with water. And while that's good to cool, in the event of an earthquake, a serious aftershock, these buildings can't take all that weight.
First, here at the Kennedy Space Center, where every shuttle mission and so many other historic human space flights have originated, we'll showcase my old friend Atlantis. The California Science Center in Los Angeles, only a few miles from the site of the old Rockwell plant, where the shuttle was developed and from where its construction was managed, will be the new home of the shuttle on the launch pad preparing its final mission, Endeavour. The Smithsonian's National Air and Space Museum, Stephen F. Udvar-Hazy Center in Virginia, will get Discovery, our most traveled orbiter.
I don't have any details on what this individual was doing in North Korea, but we would call on the government of North Korea to release this citizen on humanitarian grounds, and we would ask that they respect and treat this citizen in a manner consistent with international human rights law.
Pull away from the gate, it was going probably about 5-7 miles an hour, something like that, made the turn away from the gate, and there was a slight rumble, and it felt to me like, you know, maybe they hit a rough patch of pavement or something like that, but the pilot immediately stopped the plane, and within, I would say, a minute or two, the fire truck started arriving around the plane.